Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys. Yes, it's that time. Come on in, you guys. Yes, it's about to go down. We are talking live, you guys. Yes, we are live. Yes. Where my ladies at? Come on, you guys. Yes, welcome to Elise Inspires Radio. I am Lady Elise, yes, and it's about to go down. So come on in, you guys. Share it out. We are live and we are talking about it tonight. Yes, our topic is, what does God say about false prophets? What does God say about false prophets? I'm going to give you guys time out there in radio land and on social media to go ahead and let that thing marinate. Yes. So come on in, and while you're coming in, make sure that you tag a friend, share it out to a friend, let them know that Lady Elise, Classy Lady, and Camellia Inspiration is on. And it's about to go down. Yes, it's our time to shine. And we're not just talking about us as the host. We're talking about all of us. Yes. Come on in, you guys. Yes. To God be the glory. God is amazing, you guys. I'm Hort. Here comes Camellia. Yes. Yes. Give God the praise. It's our time. Yes. God be the glory. Camellia, where your face at? Where you at? Where you at?
It's not a show on my face.
No, we don't see your face. We hear your voice.
It won't allow the video to show what it's saying.
Oh, okay. Well, we can hear you, so we're gonna go forward. Hey there, Classy Lady. It's our time. Somebody needs to turn their stuff down. Yes. What's up, ladies? What's up?
Hello.
Yes. Classy's in the house, you guys. Camellia's in the house. We're late, but man, we can't be stopped, because what God has for us is us, right? What God has for us is us, man. It's our time. It's our time, and it's what it's about. So what, you guys? Come on now.
Damn.
Yes. So to God be the glory. Yes, to God be the glory. I just want us to talk about it. If you guys got any devices, put your headphones on or go ahead and mute that or turn it down so we won't have any feedback. But let's get this thing cranking. We're going to kick it off with some inspiration, encouragement from the ladies and myself. Let's go, Classy. Word of encouragement.
Oh, man. Word of encouragement. Today's word of encouragement is going to be self-care. Regardless of anything else that's going on in your life, make sure you are taking time to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
This month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, ladies. We know how important it is to go to the doctor, get our checkups, make sure that we're spending time grooming ourselves, preparing ourselves for the day. Before you try to fill up somebody else's cup, make sure that you are doing yourself. It's so important, especially with everything that's going on with the pandemic. You can be stressed, you can be tired, you can be overworked. They got us being teachers now. We're trying to be wives, we're trying to take care of home, we're trying to do work. So much that we're trying to do. Make sure that you take the time for yourself and just meditate. Have some me time. Have some quiet time. That's my inspiration for the day.
Come on, what you got to say, Camellia?
My inspiration for today is focus. No matter what's going on around you, continue to stay focused and don't get distracted. It's so easy to get distracted about the little things that we see that's going on around, some little and some big. You know, sometimes we make the little things to be something big. So just be mindful of your thoughts.
Yeah.
Continue to stay focused with whatever it is that you do, and don't put that negative thinking inside of your head to take you off course.
Yes, yes. I hear an echo. Somebody needs to turn it down or put your headphone in. I want to say this. When God gives us the push that we need, when God puts us in the place that we need to be, when God even allows us to be in difficult times, we must trust what? With God for us, who can be against us? When God has set us up for something, you better know that you don't have to allow yourself to get in the way. Just trust God's plan. He will catch us when we fall. He will open the door that closes. He will tell us when to go and definitely what to say. So all you got to do is stand like an eagle, you know, and prepare to fly, because God will immediately tag you in and have you to take flight. Come on now, you guys. I'm hoarse, but it's going down today. So what's up, ladies? What's up? What is up?
That means that you have been in a vein. That means that you have been in the point where God has you, and you are willing to lose your voice. You're willing to, whatever it takes. You are praying. You are focused. You are breaking strongholds. Whenever your voice is gone, that means you're doing a lot of work for the Lord.
Yeah, I've been trying. I've been just really going forward. You know, sometimes we get in a place where we're like, you know, I think about Jesus all the time when he went and he was praying and he said, well, you know, God, you know, and I'm just being transparent. If, you know, he didn't want to go, you know, but God, if this is your will, then let your will be done. So, you know, life gives us all kind of things, and some things we don't want to allow those things. We want God to jump right in and save us immediately. We don't want to test it. We don't want to feel the fire. But sometimes God wants us to just go out there and be able to know that, just like the three guys standing in the fire and nothing touched them. They didn't even get burnt. They didn't get scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke. So we have to know that in the season that we're in as a world, in the season that we are in personally, that God got us, and we got to trust him to the fullest, to the fullest. So, man, I'm just ready. So whatever he says, go. I'm like, God, my voice hurts today. You can do it. You talking to me. You can talk to them. So I'm going in and out with my voice, but I am going forward, because this topic is really good. So, Camellia, kick it off. What does God say about false prophets? What you got to say about this topic?
Well, you should be aware of the false prophecy, and it's so hard to get, it's hard to recognize them.
Yeah.
But you have to continue to, build your relationship with God and know the fruit that they bear.
Mm-hmm.
When you pay attention to the fruit, you can recognize you can actually sense if it's true or not, and don't accept everything that comes to you. Do your own research for yourself and get a better understanding when you read the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Of the Word. But it does say in Matthew 7, be aware of the false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. And the reason why we want to have this talk from an incident that I had recently.
Okay.
Well, my aunt had asked me, she gave me a number and told me to call someone, call this man. And was saying pretty much how he a real prophet and he know the word of God. And I told her that I wasn't going to call him. And she was like, why, are you scared? And I was like, no, I'm not scared. Because I already know what God told me, you know, concerning me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I end up calling him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the things that he said was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things was off. But what caught my attention when you said, if you really want to work with me, do what I say. And whatever it is that I discuss with you, don't tell anybody. And that's when he was like, go to, don't use Western Union, but go to MoneyGram and send me $250.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, and have your pad and your pen available so you can take down what it is that God has for you. If this word was from God, so you say,
uh-huh.
You know, and then, I mean, and I consider him as being a familiar spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many, the familiar spirit can come to you and they can sense things about you because that's how the enemy operates as well.
Mm-hmm.
To draw you in so you can, you know, to draw you in to listen to whatever it is that they have to say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's going to be that one thing that throws you off when you walk in the spirit. You're going to recognize that something
right.
Exactly. One thing that I can honestly say when it comes to false prophecy and the way that you can recognize false prophecy, because false prophets are just not, they're not just psychics. They're not just magicians giving you sorcery or things like that. It can honestly be people in your life who are practicing in an evil spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And literally giving you false hope. Because that's what a false prophet does. They give you
mm-hmm.
false hope. Prophets real prophets have spiritual gifts where they prophesy in part. They give you parts or bits and pieces or different visions that the Lord has given them, but most times, it will be confirmation.
It will be something that
the Lord has already placed on your heart, and they just come and confirm their word.
I can't even
think
about it. And I think what happens is we allow people to come into our life and give us false hope. You know how
you know how
you
can have a friend that says, girl, I had a dream last night.
You should do this.
And what I want to say to that, something that I learned about false prophets long time ago is, if I don't see the God in you,
mm-hmm.
then it's a lie. You are fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it's truly of God, it's going to align with the word of God. And why would God tell anyone anything before he does? You see, when people have come to me to say things concerning me, God has already shown me you're just confirmation.
That's right.
Be it if you're coming to say, hey, Ali, God said for you to leave that alone, for you to walk away.
Yeah.
So he's already told me that. And that's just a reassurance.
Exactly.
And, and here's the thing, because God is all powerful,
yes,
man, he will get to you what he needs to get to you. I don't need nobody to tell me that I'm going to be wealthy and I'm going to have all this, because the word already says that I'm more than a conqueror. The word already tells me that by his stripes I'm healed. The word already tells me that God will do over and abundant for me. So, you know, people, I believe they prey on our weaknesses.
Yes.
I believe, you
our
know,
need.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, if you, I can read people, you know, you can meet people,
yeah,
hear their voice, you don't got to see their face, and I can read what type of need, what your need is. So he can play on that. And so immediately what I do now, when you start lying,
mm-hmm,
I walk away, I'll hang up. Because, see, God is just not going to send me no surprise for somebody to tell me some stuff. Believe me, he's already gave me a sign.
Exactly.
He's already, I already know, you know. You may not know everything, but you know of it that this is coming, that, you know. So, and you don't have to pay God.
You know.
You don't have to pay God, you know. He says be a doer of his. What did he tell us? We had two commandments from Jesus: to love God, to put him first, and to love our neighbors as we would love ourselves. He didn't say, and by the way, I need you to put in your highest payment every time I bless you. No, that's not of God, you know. So you will hear people always asking for money because they can hear in our voice that we weak or we thirsty. Oh, I'm like, no. Did God say for me to marry this man? Child, you know already.
Exactly.
Yeah, your name.
Exactly.
You already know.
Exactly. And if you begin to follow, you begin to follow prophecy, one of the ways we can help the keeper is to
You know,
you know by their fruit. So
yeah.
A female that lies to a guy about being pregnant just for abortion.
Come on. Come on.
Give them false hope about something that's going on in your life and that's not true, and it's not going to manifest because you're going to have an abortion or get rid of it. That's false prophecy. It's not just
always related to our problems.
Those
false prophets are even, you know, it's false prophets on the social media. Every day you are just embarked upon with lies and pretense and falsified information. Man, you just got to stay covered. You got to stay woke with the word of God.
Absolutely.
So that people like, you know, false prophet can be, I'm sorry to say, in your family, can be right in the bed with you, can be your coworker. You know, and people, it's us that we're in denial.
Yeah.
We're in denial.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was telling me something. You know, he was telling me that this was going to happen, and it happened. Child. You know, so
right.
Everybody got to get it together.
It is not a coincidence. It is not a prophecy of somebody telling you, you keep doing the wrong thing and watch what happens.
You think?
Yeah, come on.
Some of our lifestyles will actually show us what's to come. You don't need a prophet to tell you what's to come.
Jesus.
Drug dealer, it's not surprised that you're either dead or in jail. Ain't nobody got to tell you what's going to happen based on the life that you live.
And it's like, we just got to stay in the word because.
Yes.
You're able to, it's so many words. One thing when I read the word of God, I take words out because those words, I'm going to be looking at you for those things, you know.
Yes.
You show me a sign of greed. You show me a lying tongue. There's no such thing as a white lie. I don't know what that is. Some world stuff, you a lie,
right.
You a lie. You know, you show me that you like to gossip and you like to burn people, you know, with your mouth, you know, putting them down, gossiping, you're vain. All these things are in the Bible.
Yeah.
And we ignore those things, you know. I know we give people grace and mercy and forgiveness, but we also have to have a spiritual discernment so that we can know, man, this ain't right.
Absolutely.
This ain't right. I love you. I forgive you. But gotta go.
Absolutely.
Evangelist Antoinette said there is various types of false prophets.
Yeah.
See, you can't just learn one. Everybody, and I'm glad you called that out, Classy, because everybody's looking for, I went to see the prophet at church. No, the prophet is right in your building, next door to you, down the hall from you. Could be your boss. Could be the bus driver that's driving you to work. Could be the Uber driver. Could be the flight attendant.
Yeah.
You got to stay woke. Come on.
Yeah. Somebody feeding you false information just to strengthen you around your mom and make sure they take control.
It's not always somebody in the church.
Come on.
What you got going on? But I haven't seen the fruit of whatever it is that you're working on. I haven't seen you progress and do nothing. You're just giving us false hope. You're feeding us information just so we can continue this friendship, this relationship,
and keep things
so that you won't recognize that
we're in a place where
you're down and out.
And Romans 16:18, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ for their own appetite, and flattery.
So I'm going to throw this at you, class. So what do you think? You think he felt like you were naive?
You say that I think I was naive?
Not classy. I mean, Camille, I'm sorry.
Did I say that? No.
No, do you think that the guy that false prophet that you were talking to, that he felt like she's naive? Give me $250.
If you really a true prophet of God, you would have said that I was a true woman of God.
Right.
If it comes to me in the way that you came to me,
yeah.
You probably said I was thirsty for a word, which I wasn't because I already knew what God told me. The only reason why I called that number is because my heart is still there. You know, so I went on and called, you know, because I already knew what God told me. There's nothing else that he could have told me, you know, because I knew already. You know, but she was so amped up, and she was like, well, he told me things, and she got in contact with him, he heard her voice. He was on the phone and heard her voice.
Mm.
And when he heard her voice, he asked the person that he was on the phone with, who is that young lady, you know, call her over here, and he just went to speak it into her life. And she said she didn't say anything, and he was hitting on everything. And like I told, you know, and I kept telling her, but she called me again today, telling me some stuff he said. And I said, he may be accurate on your end. I said, but my walk is different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I sat back and I came, you know, I said, and I say, and I feel that he was a familiar spirit, you know,
yeah.
That he operates that way too. So
yeah.
Being that he got a familiar spirit, yes, he gonna be somewhat accurate on something, and he was hitting on things, stuff that happened in the past. You know, tell me about what's happening in my life now.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just like I mean, he was off. I mean, he knew some things that he was off. You know, as well.
Yeah.
But
I wasn't
hard up for a word. So being that I wasn't hard up for a word. And
I truly walked in the spirit, he couldn't convince me.
You think
that I'm going to
be thirsty and call you back? I'm going to send you $250 of my money and call you back.
Oh, yeah. See, what do you say to this class? And you audience, you know, your opinion matters. So please chime in. Because you got curious, and you call.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to the people? To them, because they're listening. And we don't want to mislead them. Because the ones that listened from the beginning, you said that you felt you didn't feel right. And you weren't going to call.
Mm-hmm.
But then you did call.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the audience that's listening. And wanting to know, well, why did she call them? Because you just said, I'm a woman of God. I can pick that up at any time. So now what they want to know is, why didn't you pick that up, woman of God? Because when we say those things, our audience is looking at us, man. You better explain it, because if you in the word and the word is covering you, and you have a discernment, a spiritual discernment, then you should have been able to know when your aunt said, hey, give Mike a call, he da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever. Your spirit man, the woman of God in you, the word of God in you would not have allowed you. Okay.
I called because it was pertaining someone that was actually closer to me.
Okay.
She wanted me to see if he was going to tell me the thing that he told that individual.
Okay.
But he ended up calling himself speaking into my life when I was calling to see if he was going to tell me the thing that he told, you know,
her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think sometimes what happens too is
we forget that.
Although
we are all spiritual beings, we walk in the flesh at times.
So that does not negate us from having to deal with the enemy, from having to deal with the world, from having to deal with things coming at us, too.
The only way that you can exercise your faith and exercise your faith that you're working in is to come across these type of people.
So just because we are serious and
we're walking this walk with God, and we know that we're covered.
Continue to pay attention. Don't be so quick
to accept what's being given. And when you, I mean, if you feel that something's off, stop them in their tracks. Because you don't want to sit there and receive the wrong things. And the enemy came with your mind as well. And being that you sitting there and you feel they giving you a word, and it's because they gave you, they hit on a little of what's going on in your life, you want to accept it all.
Right.
You don't accept it all. You know, you have to know your limit, you know, for limit and stop them in their tracks and walk away.
I would say seek wisdom first. One thing that you can do to beat the enemy is to know his moves before he makes them. And the only way that you can do that is to know God's word. Because when somebody brings you a word, you will know exactly where it's from. If you're not familiar with that Bible and you're not familiar with the word, how can you say that what somebody's telling you is not true? How can you counteract that? Learn the mannerisms of a person. Learn to observe people. Learn to get to know people and experience them in their own space. Look from afar. This goes with men. This goes with women. This goes with believers. This goes with anybody that you interact. Even, like you said earlier, even somebody at work. Somebody gives you false hope, like, yeah, so you know you're going to get this promotion, you know it's yours, you know all you got to do is this, all you got to do is that, and then every time you turn around, it's all you got to do. If you got to keep doing something to get God glory and to get those blessings, something is not right. Don't let nobody feed you nothing fake and phony.
Romans 13, take that to God. That's going to be our topic, Kathy. We already talked, so I'm going to say that with you. So, I just say, man, that we need God. I'm not trying to beat y'all up with God, but I'm telling y'all, this season and this life and this year, we need to know God. We need to stay before Him. I mean, I don't care, you know, I feel like I'm a beautiful person, a loving angel, and of God, a doer of His word, and all that stuff that the word says. But I have attacked daily. I have people that do me wrong and do all those things. I have been presented by false prophets, but God, I'm wise in that area. So, no, they, you got to get these behind me. And the fact that I trust you, you know what I mean? I'm going to put my foot on your neck.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And we won't reject what we're supposed to reject, but we reject God.
Exactly.
Stop lying. Stop cheating. Stop killing. Stop raping. Stop doing this. We gonna keep that. We want to do that. So we're gonna reject what God is telling us. And he's trying to warn us of what's out there and what people are doing and how we can get checked up. This is our people. He's going to talk to this guy. We in cult.
Yeah.
That's why we broke. I know many just write checks. When they could write checks, write cards, just giving and still waiting and wondering what's taking God so long. Because they love God. You still going into somebody for 20 years ago?
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We got to wake up, you guys.
Yeah.
So, it's time to tell them, you know, get close to God, I'm telling you. People are going to walk away from you. Just because they don't think when they say they go by your room, people will have nothing to do with you, especially when they're not walking and rolling with God.
Listen.
Man, they have nothing to say to you, man. They don't put up with to talk about the book. He thinks he knows the word.
Right.
Because they know. Crafty ain't going for them to say, Crafty, you know, God told me last night, girl, that you were going to have four more kids. You know,
Absolutely, and they want to scare you. They want to hinder you from going where God has you to go. That's why you get led astray. See, most of us, unfortunately, are faithful to the enemy and not to God. See, we faithful to doing wrong, and we give Him what's left.
Come on.
That's what I thought until I started doing right. And that became a lot easier.
You gotta try. It gotta be.
That became a lot easier. Do you know how long it takes for you to conjure up a laugh and to keep it going? And to keep it going.
Right. You keep going.
Just stop it. It's so hard.
But just don't talk to people. You know you gotta. What is the Bible say? Do you allow it? You just got lied about everything.
Coming to me.
Yeah, I'm I don't like, you know what? When we make up our mind, I'm glad you said that class because it is true.
Yeah.
When you make up your mind, that's why when I hear people say it's so hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
When my mindset changed,
yeah.
The only way your mindset changes is that you start letting God come in and conform you to that word instead of that world that
you're in.
And it won't be hard. You won't be in the day of a Bible. You want to take the call from Bible.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. Yeah. You will stop degrading those kids. You'll learn a new tune. Certain things that you're used to saying and you're comfortable with saying, it just don't sit well anymore. You don't even have a tongue to speak that way towards people.
Right.
I'm not looking to cut nobody.
I'm not trying to be mean or run their lives
that person,
you know, and say something, but even when you do it yourself, it like burns. It's just like it's so nasty. It tastes dirty.
Yeah.
And your ear is burned when you hear it. Like, man, like no, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want anyone saying that.
Yeah.
When
you're
really real with God, all that stuff is burning.
It's just like a person that smokes cigarettes and then they stop. That smell, like they hate it, like they just can't stand the smell anymore. It's the same way. When you stop doing wrong and you get those toxins out of your life, you just can't stand it anymore.
And that's exactly how it is with me, but as far as with the marijuana, my son,
and
I came in the house one day, but the aroma was still on. And I never had it to the point that it took my breath. That they had.
Learning to trust your instincts. Sometimes we are searching and fishing for a word from somebody else when it has already been given to you. Trust your own instinct. If the Lord has laid something upon you years ago and you know that it's going to be manifested, exercise your faith and start working on it. Trust him for what he said to you, not what somebody else said to you, but what he said to you, and begin to see those things manifest. And even then, at that point, you'll be able to build your own spiritual gifts. You'll be able to become a better man and woman within the Word of God, and you will begin to see how God can speak to you directly and never have to send you a prophet, never have to send you a word from anybody else. And even if he does, you'll know it from him.
Yes, good stuff. Come on, Camellia.
I just want to tell you all, coming again, you know, remain focused, you know, and.
There she fell. She went away. Okay, there she is. Finish that, Camellia.
Okay, ladies.